road to South Sudan's front line with the North is a rugged one. Sudan People's Liberation Army soldiers armed with AK-47s and machine guns line the almost two-hour drive from Bentu to the town of Panaquash. Since the SPLA fell back from the strategic oil town of Higlij in April, this area is as far north as they control. SPLA Brigadier General Gabriel Puak says if there is peace, his troops are prepared to go back to the barracks. If there isn't, he's prepared to fight. Puak ties his sneakers as he prepares everyone to patrol the front line. The others grab their sandals and walk to the northernmost point. From there, soldier David Alirdo claims he can see Sudanese trucks operating just 1 kilometer to the north.
Because we are in front line with them now, so this is their defense, and they are coming out always.
Alirdo says most South Sudan soldiers feel they should be holding positions farther north.
This international community said to us, let us evacuate according to their laws. So we move from Igilis until here we stopped it. But it is not our territory. Our territory is ahead.
The SPLA says its posture is defensive against Sudanese aggression. While Khartoum has denied conducting aerial bombardment of the south, there is evidence of 3 bombs which fell on Bentu. One killed a 14-year-old boy. SPLA spokesman Colonel Keller says this is about Sudan's need for oil, most of which went to South Sudan after independence last year.
Khartoum, they want land. They don't want people even. They don't care about who is going to die and what will happen and so on. Because their interest is only the land, the ground, where there is petroleum and minerals and resources and all of this.
UN and African Union mediators have tried to facilitate talks on border issues and sharing of oil revenues, but all recent attempts have broken down. South Sudan shut down all oil production in January after accusing the North of stealing oil going through northern pipelines and charging exorbitant fees. But South Sudan's Deputy Minister of Information, Atom Yak Atom, says that won't stop his government from reaching out to its northern neighbors.
It is in the interest of two of us and in the interest of our peoples, of our two peoples, to be good neighbors, to cooperate. And we have gone almost to the point of begging them. It's not out of weakness. It is simply because we need stability within our country and with our neighbors.
Until diplomats get talks back on track, soldiers like Alirdo will stay put, waiting for their orders to either fall back or move forward. Alex Pena for VOA News, Panaquash, South Sudan.